Hei, kia ora e te iwi, a hakarongo mai nei ki tō tātou reo i rirengi o te hiko te ika i wa te kaumāwhitu i rā tahi te iarere. Ai, rungi te waia kōrero ko Tia Ward ki te kōrero e pāne ki tōna waiata hau, ko waiahau te ingoara o tērā waiata no reire me tahiri ake tātou ki aia tēnā koe, Tia.
Kia ora, morena.
Ai, morena hoki kia koe. No reira, tēnā kōrero mai mō te waiata nei. Ko wai a hauhoi no a, ko te whakaro nei me timata tāua ki a koe, tēnā koro mai ko wai koe no hi a koe. Share a little bit more about who you are and where you're from.
Kia ora, my name is Tia Ward. I whakapapa te Taranaki e Ngāti Maniapoto. Originally born and brought up in Hawke's Bay, Hastings. And I'm now just finishing off my final year of university at Massey in Wellington, which is pretty awesome. So I make pop music and, just kind of going through my journey of becoming an artist and discovering my sound and finding out what it is and who I want to be as a person, which is why I kind of went through the process of releasing Ko Waiahau.
Oh, wow, amazing. So in regards to your journey so far with the music career, how has it been so far?
It's been awesome. It's been an incredible experience, but it's definitely been hard. Because obviously stepping into the music industry is quite difficult, but I'm definitely glad I decided to make the move to Wellington to be able to pursue this career, because I wouldn't have been able to otherwise. So yeah, being in Wellington, I'm able to just be in the industry and be able to make those connections and all of that sort of stuff.
And has there been anybody in your life or anything in your life in particular that inspired you to take on music?
I've always been a very musical person. When I was younger, my mum put me into dance, so I've been a dancer since I was about 4 years old. And then instead of learning my dances, I was too busy trying to learn the songs. So my mum made the decision to put me into singing lessons, and then kind of just from there it flourished and became what it is now, I guess.
Ah, awesome. So you did speak about this journey and the reason for you naming the waiata Ko Waiahau. Give us a little bit more of a kōrero on that. Elaborate on the journey in regards to this particular waiata.
Yeah, so I'm currently just starting my real journey, but as a part of the process and going about finding more about who I am and going on this journey, I wanted to release a waiata. Because I am obviously a musician, so this was kind of the perfect way for myself to start that journey and start that reconnecting with my whakapapa. And because my whānau, we don't have a lot of connections to our whakapapa, we're only just starting to gain that back. I kind of wanted to create a song that kind of allowed me to ask myself who I am as a person. So I was thankful enough and lucky enough to be gifted a poem by a man called Machu Tahi from Tuhui. And he gifted me a poem all about moko kauai. So then I took that poem and I constructed it to basically be a waiata that allowed me, myself, to connect to the waiata and then connect to moko kauai and be like, what's the connection between the two? And for me it was whakapapa. And then, that's kind of just the journey I went on to create the waiata.
Oh, awesome. And so are you able to give us a little bit more of a kōrero about when this waiata is available and the different platforms that you've released it on?
Yeah, so I actually just released it last Friday, the 18th of November 2022, and you are able to listen to it on all streaming services, so that's including Spotify, Apple Music, Prime Music, YouTube, wherever you want to listen to your music, you're able to check it out there. If you want to check out any of my other music, it's also on all streaming sites under Tia Ward. But if you want to find an awesome place where you can check everything all out together, including interviews, music videos, and all of that sort of stuff, you're welcome to search up TiaWardMusic.com. That's where you can check out all my details and everything you might want to know. And very appreciative of anyone that is able to check that out.
Yeah, and you know, I see that you're into the R&B pop soul type genre, but is there any particular genre that really draws you in, or are you just happy to be like many others these days? I think, no, talking to 660 and others, they don't like to be drawn into one particular genre. They like to just feel the waiata, and if they feel it, they want to build it, develop it, and put it out there.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Like, I 100% agree with that. I just feel it, and whatever I'm feeling at the time is kind of just what I create. But I would say, because I listen to so much pop music, it kind of always ends up sounding somewhat poppy. So I'm definitely within the pop genre, and because I have always been inspired by just the incredible pop artist, the woman that, like, over the years and stuff, so I just kind of inspire to be like that one day, hopefully. Big dreams, but yeah.
any particular pop ladies that really, I suppose, took over your headphones and your radio while you were growing up?
Yeah, Jennifer Lopez, actually. She was a big inspiration when I was younger, because she's a triple threat. And because I was a dancer as well when I was younger, I always wanted to be a singer, dancer, and actor like she was. And so I was always just really inspired by that, and that just pushed me to do so much more. But other than that, an artist in terms of performance that I'm very inspired by is Pink, just because of how she's able to perform on stage and do all of these other things, like flying around and doing acrobats and stuff like that, because I always wanted to, I want to make sure that when I do a performance when I'm older, I'm able to make it more of a performance rather than just like a concert, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. There's one thing getting up on stage and being able to sing, but being an entertainer, as you have mentioned, yeah. The two women that you have, you know, we very much know them. I love how you use the triple threat corridor, you know, because many of them that are singers, dancers, they undoubtedly become an actor as well. So that's amazing. Yeah. And Pink herself, she can sure put on a show as well. But any final corridor for our listeners up here in Te Tai Tokero, in Te Hiko Te Ika, in regards to your waiata and your journey?
Just a big, huge thank you to anyone that is able to listen to my waiata. It is very much appreciated. This has been an incredible journey for me to go on, and I'm just so excited for anyone that is willing to listen to my waiata. I'm extremely proud of it and extremely humbled by the journey I've been able to go on thus far. So thank you so much if you're able to listen to it.
Yeah, appreciate you joining us again today to share your kōrero. Have a little bit of a sharing moment to let us know a little bit more about Te Award and about the waiata and the journey that you're on. Nō reira, tāku kia koe I tēnei wā. Kia matāra, kia ora.
Kia ora.
Ai, ko Te Award tērā, koe ara tētahi o ngā kai waiata hou. Nō reira, kua hakaputa. Mai tōna waiata hau, ko waia hau. Nō reira, tino mihi atu ki aia mō tōna mahi, kia whai atu tēnei ara puoro mō tātou katoa. Kia haka ngā hau i te tangata atu i tērā, kia whai tētahi huarahi hei toki ia i tērā o ngā ao. Nō reira, hakarongo tonu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko te ika. Iwa tukau mawhitu ira tahi te iarere.